Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 groove lesson, and we're going into the micro timing dark art, making a classic junglist air horn feel embedded in the pocket, not pasted on top like a meme button. The whole point today is hit offset, not just late or early, but late or early in a way that relates to your break swing, your ghost notes, and the space around the sound. Because in deep jungle, the horn isn't just a sound, it's a moment, it's an atmosphere marker. It's basically a little DJ move inside your arrangement. Alright, let's set this up so it behaves predictably. First, set your tempo somewhere jungle native. Anywhere from 165 to 174 is fair game. I'm going to think in 170 BPM, because it's a comfortable reference point. Now a rule before we even touch the horn, your drums need to be stable. If you're using break chops, commit your warp markers and transients now. Tighten the break first, because offsets are relative. If your drum timing is drifting, you're trying to measure against a moving target, and you'll end up chasing your tail. Next, choose your horn source and prep it properly. You've got two good workflows. Option A is audio, which is honestly the most authentic for jungle phrasing. Drop a horn sample onto an audio track and name it horn. Open the clip. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats, with preserve set to transients. Turn looping off unless it's an actual phrase. Now do the unglamorous pro move. Zoom in and find the true transient. Don't trust the waveform at first glance. You want the start marker right on the initial crack of the horn, not on a tiny bit of pre-noise, not on silence, not halfway into the blast. This is everything, because if your transient is sloppy, all your offset decisions are fake. You're offsetting a lie. Option B is simpler if you want fast experiments. Load the horn into simpler in one-shot mode. Set trigger mode to trigger. Set voices to one so it behaves like a single physical horn event, not a stack. And if you need micro start control, turn snap off, and set the start point so it begins right at the crack. Either way, the goal is the same, a clean transient you can place precisely. Now we need a groove reference. This is where most people mess up. They offset horns against the grid, or they grab some generic swing preset, and it never truly locks with the break. Instead, we're going to steal the feel from your actual drums. Go to your main break or your drum clip. Right-click, and choose Extract Groove. Then open the groove pool. Find the new extracted groove, usually named after your source clip. Quick advanced tip. If you have multiple drum layers, extract from the busier break layer. Ghost notes and shuffle hats create better swing data than a simple kick and snare pattern. The groove extraction reads that micro tension. Now, arrangement first. Create the horn pattern before you offset anything. Jungle horns work best as sparse punctuation. Classic placements over a 16-bar loop, a hit on bar 8, a hit on bar 16 with some variation, and maybe a fake out around bar 12 that's quieter and filtered. If you're working in MIDI, place a note on bar 8 beat 1 to start. Keep the note length short, like a 16th to an 8th. Horns with long-held notes can smear into the next phrase and start sounding like a sample pack demo. If you're working with audio, place the clip so the horn starts at bar 8 beat 1. And once you like the general placement, consolidate so it behaves consistently. Now we get to the core technique, the three-layer timing system. This is the heart of the whole lesson. Clip micro nudge, track delay, and groove pool timing. Think of them like three different lenses. One is surgical, one is global, one is musical. Layer A, clip micro nudge. This is sub a 10 millisecond character work. For audio clips, select the clip and use nudge controls. Start with nudging it late by about plus 8 milliseconds. That's a classic system lag feel, like the horn is coming from the back of the room. Try plus 12 if you want more drag and weight. For MIDI notes, temporarily turn the grid off or set it extremely fine, and nudge the note late by about 5 to 15 milliseconds. And here's a coach note, don't obsess over the number first. Listen for when the horn stops sounding like it's glued to the snare and starts sounding like it's reacting to the groove. The exact MS depends on the horn's transient sharpness and your break's shuffle. Layer B, track delay. This is macro timing in milliseconds, and it's perfect for global placement. In the mixer, find the track delay for your horn track. Start around plus 10 milliseconds. If your drums are very swung and busy, you might prefer plus 6 for subtlety. If it's a heavier, halftime-leaning jungle feel, plus 14 to 18 can sound massive. Here's a simple rule of thumb. Clip nudge is character, track delay is mix correction and global placement. If you find yourself nudging every horn hit manually in the same direction by the same amount, that's track delay's job. Layer C, groove pool timing. This is the belongs to the break layer. Drag the extracted drum groove from groove pool onto your horn clip, whether it's MIDI or audio. Then open the groove settings and start with timing at 20 to 40%. Add a tiny bit of random, like 2 to 6%, just enough to avoid copy-paste energy. Keep velocity influence low, often 0 to 10%, because horns usually want deliberate dynamics, not accidental ones. If you're on MIDI, you can commit groove when you're confident. For audio, I tend to leave it uncommitted longer so I can keep adjusting. Now, a big teacher style point here, pick one timing system to be the master, and let the other two be seasoning. If you crank clip nudge, track delay, and groove timing all at once, you'll lose your reference and everything will feel wobbly. Decide what's doing the heavy lifting, global placement, per hit character, or swing relationship. Then keep the other two subtle. Next, we make the horn feel inside the room. This is the trick that makes late horns still feel exciting. The space arrives on time and the hit lands slightly late. Perceived timing, not just milliseconds. Let's build a clean stock Ableton chain on the horn track. First, EQ 8. High pass the horn somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. Horns often have junk down there that will fight your sub and your kick. If it's harsh, dip around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz by 2 to 4 dB with a moderate hue. If it needs a little air, add a gentle shelf at 8 to 10 kHz, but don't force it. Jungle doesn't need shiny horn brightness unless that's your aesthetic. Next, saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with louder equals better. Then hybrid reverb. Choose a small to medium room. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Keep pre-delay tight, around 0 to 10 ms. Bring early reflections up. Keep the tail moderate. Dry slash wet around 10 to 25% if it's on the channel, or do this as a send, which is usually better for this technique. Then a delay. Ableton delay or echo, your choice. Time it to an eighth note or dotted eighth. Feedback 10 to 25%. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Subtle, this is depth and placement. Not a full dub takeover unless you want that for one special moment. Then utility for width. If the horn is too mono, you can widen it to around 120 to 160%, but don't just widen blindly. We'll do a mono check later. Now here's the psychoacoustic move. If your horn transient is late by, say, 10 milliseconds, you can still make it feel like it arrives on time by letting the reverb and delay be present slightly before the transient feels like it hits. The clean way to do that is a return track. Create a return track called horn space. Put hybrid reverb and your delay on that return. On your horn track, send to that return. Consider making it pre-fader, so you can keep the horn itself quieter, but still have the space show up. This is one of the most deep jungle tricks you can do. The room arrives first. The hit speaks after, and it feels like a sound system in a real space. Now let's get intentional with offsets. Don't only compare against the main snare. In deep jungle, the feel lives in the ghost snare, the shuffle hat, and the kick-to-snare gap. A horn can feel late against the snare, but early against a ghost, and that changes the vibe completely. Starting targets. If you want the horn to feel like it's coming from the back of the room, try plus 8 to plus 16 milliseconds late relative to the snare. If you want an aggressive shouting over the drums MC vibe, try minus 5 to minus 10 milliseconds early. And the fun combo is late horn, early space, late transient, but the early reflections and echo are already in the air. Here's a quick A/B method that keeps you honest. Loop two bars around the horn hit. Duplicate the horn clip or even duplicate the horn track. Version 1. No offset. Version 2, plus 10 ms track delay, groove timing around 30%. Version 3, plus 15 ms clip nudge, plus a pre-fader send to a darker reverb return. Then solo just drums and horn, and switch between versions. Tick the one that locks with the shuffle, not the grid. If you're tapping your head and it feels inevitable, that's the one. Now we add controlled varination so it doesn't sound copy-paste. Jungle is repetitive, but it's never identical. The easiest high-impact variations are filter, gain, and send amount. Put auto-filter on the horn if you want. LP24 is great. Maybe bar 8 is open, like 8 to 12 kHz. Bar 16 is darker, like 3 to 6 kHz, so it feels further back. Automate utility gain. Bar 8 might be ATs at minus 6 dB. Bar 16 might be the statement at 0 dB. Automate the reverb send so the late hit blooms more. And here's a microrhythm idea that screams jungle when done right, the two-hit push-pull. On bar 16, do two hits. Hit 1 is late, like plus 12 ms. Hit 2 is a shorter slice and it's slightly early, like minus 5 ms. That creates tension against the break, like a DJ teasing the crowd, and it immediately feels more human and more intentional. Now, common mistakes to avoid while you do all this. 1. Offsetting and then quantizing back to 100%. You just killed the point. If you must quantize, do it on drums first, then offset the horn. 2. Letting the horn low end fight your sub. High pass it. Don't argue with physics. 3. Too loud and too often. Horns are punctuation. If it happens every 2 bars at full level, it becomes novelty. 4. Offsetting without referencing the break swing. A late horn might actually feel early relative to the ghost structure. 5. Reverb that's too long and bright. It'll smear your snares and ruin punch. Filter your return, carve space, and keep it controlled. Let's go one level deeper with advanced varinations, because you're advanced. And this is where it gets really fun.